When friends on the Jersey Shore get together these days, it usually doesn't take long before talk turns to the state's grant programs for rebuilding after Sandy. Here's Alexis Norton in Little Egg Harbor outside Atlantic City.
I got two letters. No money, no money, no money. I'm qualified, but no money.
The Fair Share Housing Center says it hears similar complaints on an almost daily basis. Adam Gordon is a staff attorney there.
There's no clear criteria for who's getting these grants, which are $850 million in federal funds, and who doesn't get them.
He says without this information, it's hard to spot possible errors or discrimination, and it makes the application process feel opaque.
There are people who are being asked to go through form after form to fill out with no clear way to actually get the funding they need to rebuild, and we're just at a point where people have had enough.
At the end of July, Fair Share Housing asked New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's administration for information on how people were being chosen for grants. Having not received that information, they're now suing to compel the state to release it. The state has previously said that grants prioritize low-income households in the 9 most damaged counties along the shore. A spokesman for the Christie administration declined to comment specifically on the suit, but he did say the state is dealing with limited resources, and it's allocating those funds according to guidelines established by the federal government.